Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What is something you kind of hate that you have to do that you do every day or lots of days? You do very often. You know you're going to do it again. And deep down, it's not a big deal, but you kind of hate it.
Oh. So many things.
Examples.
Having to scoop cat litter. I freaking hate it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I should do it every day, but I don't because it's sequestered into my basement. And sometimes I forget it's down there.
Same.
Which then you hate it more.
And then I really get out of that. There have been times where I go, oh my God, I haven't done the cat litter in 5 days.
Oh, you know, dang.
And thank God my cat Bob is not an a-hole who retaliates, at least not yet. So he just deals with it. He's just like, whatever. And it's fine. But, yeah, normally that's like every other day kind of thing.
Especially if you have the clumpable after 5 days, then you dig in there and it's just a series of clumps. And by the time you get them out, there's just a little bit of litter left. Like, oh, mm-hmm. God, I did a bad job.
Yeah, and half the time it doesn't even clump right. It just falls apart. God, this sucks.
What other ones? Hot wings.
That's my biggest one that I do the most often.
I hate brushing my teeth. I brush my teeth regularly, at least twice a day, and usually 3 times a day.
Yeah.
But I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I'm never like, oh, I'm going to go brush my teeth. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I want to, but even on those times where I'm like, ugh, my mouth tastes gross, I'm going to go brush my teeth. As soon as I'm doing it, I'm like, I hate doing this.
First thing I thought about was brushing teeth and taking a shower.
Oh, I like showers.
Yeah, I do. I look forward to the shower.
I like the aftermath of the shower, but every time I think about it, I'm like, man, it's such a waste. Such a waste of time. I'd rather be doing something else or doing nothing at all.
Yeah.
Shaving. Lots of dudes and a lot of women saying, I hate shaving.
I shave every time I'm in the shower.
Every time.
I don't like the active shaving. It's not my favorite, but I'm so fast at it now. And the feeling afterwards.
You like the result.
Everything's so smooth.
The dolphin skin is what my wife calls it.
Yes, it's so great. And then put lotion on immediately. That's something I do every day. I put lotion on and I hate it. Because I got to take my jewelry off, and then I forget to put my jewelry back on, and then I'm sticky for a minute, but I have to do it because it's so good for my skin. But it is not. I want to say that I love it, but I don't. And then when I put on makeup every day, I don't know, maybe Maitland, you do this too. You put on makeup, you do like a foundation, right? And then you do powder, blush, or whatever your order is. But you always put on foundation. It gets on your lips. I got a nose ring, and then it gets into like your eyebrows. So I have to take a makeup wipe every day and wipe off my lip, and then I got to wipe off my nose ring, and then I wipe off my eyebrows and I do my eyebrows. And when I have to take that makeup wipe to my lip to get the foundation off from around my lip.
Because it tastes like alcohol,
uh-huh.
I assume.
Oh, uh-huh.
Like a Stridex wipe from when I was a teenager.
Tastes like products that smell safe, but probably aren't. And then I immediately have to put on chapstick. Immediately.
I use like reusable, they're called makeup eraser
towels. Yeah.
And so.
Is it like magic eraser? Same idea?
Yeah, basically, yeah. But in a towel form.
It's a melamine sponge.
So it's like cloth. So when I do what you do and wipe it off my lips, if my lips are chapped at all, it's like when you touch a microfiber towel and it like snags on like the dry bits of your lips and it makes me want to jump off the roof.
Yeah. It's such a weird thing.
This is an interesting one. From the 802, I hate staying up later than I should, but I do it all the time.
Yes.
That's a really interesting one.
Yeah,
because hate it,
mm-hmm.
That's how I am.
Like I like going to bed. So I'm like, man, 7:30. close enough for me, especially in the winter, going to bed.
Yeah, I like going to bed, but I hate getting up and going to bed. If so I'm comfortable, if I'm comfortable downstairs doing something, watching TV or whatever, watching a movie, I hate that process of, because it's get up, let the dogs out one more time, put stuff away, brush my teeth, make my way upstairs.
Yeah.
And then lay in bed, not nearly as tired as you were when you couldn't keep your eyes open for the second half of.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah. It was a lot easier. Like back in the day when I lived in a one bedroom apartment, I didn't have any pets. It was just like, starting to nod off, walk right in, go to bed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Are you one of those people, Steve, that your wife has to go, you're not staying awake. Just go to bed.
Oh, she gave up long, long.
Oh, she didn't even try anymore.
Long time ago.
Kayla, I don't do that too often, but when I do, Kayla gets annoyed. She'll be like, no, get out, go. You're not going to tell me that you saw this show and then you're not going to have been awake for the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Probably snore. That's probably a big factor, right?
Yeah.
You know what? Something that we do, I do every day here on the show that I hate is Steve records promos and edits the promos with Maitland and Kelly. And then he says, are you ready to listen to promos? Which I am, because I'm often just reading or whatever. And we're in a commercial break. And then I have to record the promos. When it goes smoothly, it takes about 60 seconds. And I hate it. There's no good reason to hate it. You probably hate it, too.
I hate it, too.
It's just a chore.
By the way,
it's not fun.
Just so everyone knows that I know, Steve's doing the actual work there. My part of it is very small. It's just shouting words.
And Maitland's doing the work, passing it off to me. I'm doing a little bit more work. You're doing a little bit
the
more.
The least. And I hate it. That's embarrassing. But it fits what this is.
It's the routines, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like I hate every day having to take stuff off my coffee table or countertop before I go to bed. Mm-hmm. Like if the kids are over and there's like two PlayStation controllers. Two PlayStation controllers. That is pick up, walk to like the little entertainment cabinet or whatever and put them in there and like set like so it's I don't even have to move my feet. They're that close together and my arms are long enough that I can pick that up and set it down, and just having to do that, though, annoys me.
But your brain your brain acts like it's torture.
Yeah, chore.
I have to straighten up before I go to bed. I have to. My OCD was unhinged yesterday. I had to apologize to Ross and the kids because I was just picking up after them, and it wasn't even like you're being so messy. It was just, I can't stop ticking today. And I
like it wasn't even, was
cleaned.
It not even that dirty?
Like they came home with food for lunch and I had just gotten home from a yoga class and I ate a little bit and then I cleaned up everybody's food, even though like there was still food left out. People were picking at and then the dogs got it. Of course, I had to clean that up. And then a couple little things here and there that I needed to do for myself. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of the night, I was like, all right, there's a juice box on the table. Just leave it there. And then I was like, no, go get it. And then I picked it up and it was halfway full. And I was like, oh, OK, I can leave it. It was still there this morning. I was so sad.
Do you wish you would have gotten it right now?
Yes.
Like if you could go back in time, would you take care of the juice box?
But they'll drink it. That's the thing. Like they're 12 and they don't care when they wake up in the morning. They're like, oh, that's my juice box from yesterday. I'll drink that.
Yeah, it's room temperature. Don't care.
Yeah, would never do that.
No, they don't care.
I do something every day that I love and I hate it too. I pop my knuckles all the time. I probably crack my back easily 10 times while I'm at work every day just because like I can't sit still. And I love it. Because it immediately feels good, but I'm giving myself scoliosis for sure.
I don't think that's how you get scoliosis.
You don't think so?
It's not how you don't do it.
I know. I just, man, I like talking about it right now. I want to crack everything.
Don't crack your back.
Okay. I'm going to do it as soon as we get to
you have to now.
No, I'm going to. And then it's my right side cracks more than my left. I'm going to have scoliosis from this,
but
I love it.
You make terrible noises.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Like, you do.
The sound of a back cracking is like, and yours is like, it's guttural. You hear it like through the front.
I can crack like my
hips.
Because
you can do it sitting there sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I go, ah, God.
Yeah.
Like that's one thing like it as a person who is slightly nauseated by knuckle cracking and stuff. Like it gets to my core.
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm just doing
like,
this to you.
It's like styrofoam being rubbed together. Yeah.
So,
like for
so
me.
For you, oh, is that like when sound. You hear, like if I hear somebody chewing with their mouth open? Or like crunching chips or wrinkling a bag and never getting it closed.
It's a fork on a plate sliding.
Oh, stop it. You guys are talking about all these terrible things. I feel very tense.
It's nails on a chalkboard.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't bother me, but the scraping of a plate or styrofoam together, I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
My shoulder's tight.
That's how it feels for me when you crack all your body parts.
Ugh. But see, you're making me want to do it. And then I'm going to regret
it. Do it.
If you cracked your back, I bet that juice box would be gone.
I'm doing it. Well, now that we've talked about it, I do have to do it, but I'm fine.
I didn't hear it.
No, I just, they're little pops.
Yeah, I heard a little.
Okay, here's one I think from Pennsylvania that is probably one for everyone. Quote, I don't mind throwing clothes in the washer or dryer, but man, I hate folding them and putting them away. Yes. That one's universal, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But the best feeling in the world is when you forget what's in the dryer and you open it up and it's like eight towels and two pairs of pants.
That is a good business right there.
Instead of 400 little kids' socks.
My wife Kayla's interesting because she actually likes the folding portion. Like getting it out of the dryer, folding it, organizing it, that ticks for her somehow. But taking it from the dining room table to wherever it goes is her living nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I don't
Which
mind.
Is the
yeah,
easy
I don't mind
part. That's the part that takes
much.
2 minutes.
Right? She's like, I can't tell. She said, I'm no longer allowed to fold clothes and put them in our closet in a laundry basket. She gets all the way there. And I'm like, that should be my job.
Yeah, I'm a bit like her. You wouldn't believe how often I have fully folded, stacked T-shirts and underwear and socks in my laundry room.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back to my bedroom 400 times a day.
Yeah.
And the laundry room is literally by the back door by the garage. So every time I come in and out, I'm doing that. And I go, I could just take that stack of T-shirts
mm-hmm.
and
no.
slide them up onto that shelf.
Nope.
It's not even hard.
Chris in the Capital Region says, I would rather smash my knuckles with a hammer than empty the dishwasher and put dishes away.
I don't mind emptying the dishwasher. But I hate when I open the dishwasher and the stuff is still wet. You know how, like, if you have a cup in there upside down, if the cup has a little dish on the bottom of it, it may have a little water sitting in it. Nothing is a better feeling than when you open it up and it's sat there long enough where everything is completely dry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I go through it with a paper towel and just dab, 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 dab. But it, you know what? Why I don't hate doing the dishes is because I'm the only one who does it. So I put them all in an order that makes sense to me, and then I unload them in an order that makes sense to me.
Yes.
So it's easy.
Yes, love that.
It's like even when the kids come over, like they've gotten pretty good about putting their stuff in the dishwasher, but I often relocate it
because
I'm like, no, all the small glasses go on this row.
Yep, coffee cups on this side.
Coffee cups down this row. Yep, exactly. The taller, the water glasses go on the left side.
Man, and there's nothing better than when you time it perfectly and you open up the dishwasher and that, like, not hot steam to burn you, but just enough steam to let you know it's not too hot to touch the plates.
Yeah,
we talked about the weird smells you love yesterday.
You like the dishwasher clean smell?
Finished dishwasher smell? Oh, man.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah, that clean, soapy, lemony smell or whatever you use, but.
Another one nearly universal is people hate doing things that prepare their lives to be easier the next workday. Example, packing their lunch. The other one that keeps coming in is setting the coffee maker the night before.
Yes.
Even though it makes your life so much easier the next day, people are like, I hate it.
And
I think that one's kind of what it symbolizes.
Don't most of them?
Yeah.
Oh, so you mean actually putting the water in there
and getting
the
it ready to go.
Yeah.
I was
going
to say, because they all have timers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I really hate if I forget to do that, or if I'm like, wow, that's something I really hate to do. I'm not going to do it today. And then I wake up the next day and there's no coffee ready. Mm-hmm. Then I'm mad at myself for not doing
right.
it.
Yeah. You're and mad at yesterday.
Yeah.
How long does it actually take to set it?
2 minutes.
At the most, right?
At the most.
Yeah.